This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the state capital, Bismarck, North Dakota, this is What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. The inaugural festivities have wrapped up, and another legislative session is a few days underway, and now they start talking about revenue numbers and go to work, really, honestly. Quite an incredible couple of days in my mind with the State of the State address and yesterday's inaugural events. I found myself just sort of as a spectator saying, this is so different than anything I've ever seen in politics in North Dakota. And really, I can't think of an equivalent politically nationally at a governor's race, right? Maybe a presidential campaign of some sort. But there's some, pretty unique, I guess, in a Ronald Reagan-like way, a stagecraft. Okay, but I mean, stagecraft only gets you so far. There has to be some substance behind that, and there is in the way of a vision. It's funny. I think a lot of people in the political establishment, and I don't say that in a negative way, are like, well, this is just sort of like, platitudes and, happy talk. And, how do you actually reinvent government? And what do you do? And, you need inspiration. You need, a blueprint, if you will, a vision on how to do something big. And so that's where you start. And then you roll up your sleeves and go to work. So I think it's fine, but it's funny. It kind of is, I think, rankled the political establishment a little bit, left and right, who are a little just like, what is going on here? I mean, last night's presentation at the Bismarck Event Center, 3,000-4,000 folks there, was, not your typical, I'm going to go, see a governor who's now been inaugurated. I mean, it's a little bit of the stage with this giant screen that was just unbelievable. I mean, you should have seen the size of Todd Mitchell's eyes. I mean, they were like, he was like, yeah, oh my gosh.
I have to do that because if you ever look at a picture of me, I'm always squinting, it seems like. So, yeah, when my eyes go bugged out.
What did you think, Todd? What did you think of that last night? I mean, you're just kind of off the cuff, three words to describe what you saw.
That was a fantastic, fantastic show. Two words, but I mean, it was everything about it was great, and I mean, it's really good to get everybody together like that too. But I think whoever did the graphic design for everything just did a fantastic job of everything, and having the various military people leading the various legislators and stuff out, very cool, very nice touch.
Yeah, it was really, we had Bo Bateman on, a friend of Doug Burgum's for many, many years, farmer from up by Grand Forks, who was chair of the Citizens Inaugural Committee, and he was on with us yesterday, and he was on with us on Monday. And remember, he kept saying, what was it again? Diode emitting, he kept saying
LED. Yeah, light-emitting diodes.
The big surprise was these LEDs, and I'm like, I'm thinking some light show is coming at some point. I finally figured it out. It was that ginormous screen, with the Capitol was back there, and I kept finding myself taking pictures of the pictures. I mean, it was just really incredible, the scenery and. But the message went around right along with it. You called it a fantastic show, and I thought it was. It was a great presentation. How about the message? What did you hear that stands out?
I got to admit, there's a part of me that kind of wants to dig a little deeper into the Main Street Initiative, and I know that's kind of one of his cornerstones there. I don't know that you can legislate people living in a more densely populated area, but that's almost a whole philosophical thing. I think that thing aside, though, a very positive message. I think we're starting out on the right foot with a new administration, a new legislative session, and I think we're starting out well. And I think given that they're kind of looking at the budget a little bit differently now, the revenue forecast and everything, I think we're getting a little bit more realistic, and I think we're taking a more positive direction. And let's face it, in this day and age, you really have to be doing more with less, being smarter, and yet still trying to provide a good level of service. So I think he wants to accomplish all that, and I think he's trying.
I think a lot of people want specifics, like on the Main Street Initiative. What does that mean? What is that? And quite honestly, that effort scares a lot of people. They see it as sort of top down, and I don't think they intend it that way. I think they're saying, you know, here's some best practices that will lower property taxes, and really that's all anybody cares about, right?
Well, I think we need to have some of that available. One of his messages was not providing a system whereby you have to have a car to get to anything you need to get to. And to have a system where you've got a setup where you don't necessarily need one isn't a bad thing. I think it's just one of those things where, you know, we want to still have that choice. That said, if we could provide that kind of, we don't have a grocery store within walking distance of downtown Bismarck. So, I mean, that would be one of those things that would have to be corrected in a perfect setting like that. But
yeah, and what's interesting is that a lot of what you hear from Doug Burgum is I would equate it to like Steve Jobs rolling out a new iPhone, right? So yeah. It's Steve Jobs when he would take the stage and show you, here's the iPhone. You go, oh my gosh, right? And really that's what he's proposing for state government. He's talking about iPhone-like revolutionary change. Okay, think of the disruptor that the iPhone was and the power that's now in the hands of most people with a smartphone, okay?
Certainly, I know you're picking an Apple product for a Microsoft guy, but then...
Yeah, and of course, Microsoft went on to do a lot of those presentations, and of course, when Doug was at Great Plains Software, he honestly was doing the Steve Jobs thing only to businesses saying, here's a new... a bit of accounting software that'll make your life better. But for the image, I think we all know it's a big event. You know, Apple comes out, you see the new product, you ooh and yeah. I remember the first time they did an iPad. It's like, wow, look at that thing. You know, and so it's like that as it pertains to government, which is just very different than anything there. But it's big picture. It's, you know, it's painting that path, if you will, on reinventing government. And then the Main Street
initiative.
Did
that well.
And then he did very well. And, number one, here's a takeaway I have. Doug Burgum loves North Dakota. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think he actually loves North Dakota in a way that's different than a typical elected leader loves its state, right? We all love our state. But I'm saying, I don't think that's phony. I don't think that's ginned up for a campaign. I think there's a genuine love of the state. And let's be honest, this guy, is at a position in his life having led a division at Microsoft with more employees and a bigger budget than the entire state of North Dakota. One of the most iconic brands on the planet Earth in Microsoft didn't need this, right? I mean, he could be on a beach in Tahiti enjoying himself and retiring. He's doing this to give back, okay? There's no, hey, what's in it for me? He is doing this to give back. So right there, he's different than a lot of other folks who are sort of, okay, what's next? And what's, you know, public service is pretty incredible. We have a lot of great public leaders and public servants that don't have the personal wealth that he does. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, he has more public service than they do or more love for, you know, the job than they do. I'm just saying the combination of that love for our state and a desire to serve with the fact that he really would need to do it is pretty cool.
He must love his job more than you and I love ours, because we're not willing to give back our yearly salary to our, not so far anyway.
Yeah, and I know some people snicker at that. I think that's a good example. It's a way of saying I'm not doing this for the money. And you know what? Let's rethink everything, including what the governor gets paid. And you know, other people don't have the luxury to do that, right? So I don't think that's something every politician should have in the way of a litmus test. But I think it speaks volumes to him. What I was going to say is I think most of what you heard last night, heard in the State of the State, is you know, let's charge the hill. The vision, okay? And the Main Street Initiative goes into more detail, like, hey, we're too used to parking at the door in North Dakota. And why is that? We got to rethink that. Now, I think he's using that as an example of how you rethink everything and just be curious, and I think that's fine. But that one, I think, is more than anything a messaging problem, because I think all he's saying is, hey, if we rethink some things here, our property taxes will be lower. I mean, I honestly don't think it's smart to build... Fargo is the poster child of this. You know, they build a new high school, you know, eons from the rest of the town. And then, you know, you got to go pay a bunch of property taxes and special assessments to get roads and curbs and sewer and everything else to the high school so homes can be built around it. Well, what the heck? You know, you spent a lot of money to do that. Did you need to do that? I don't know. You know, I think he's just saying, look, a big pain point for a lot of North Dakotans is property taxes. Do you want them lower? Me too. Should we think about ways to do that? Absolutely. That's all it is. It's a proposal. It's an idea. And I don't think we need to read too much more into that. But I do think the messaging on it scares people and scares me, honestly, a little bit, too, sometimes. I get the big picture. But I think when North Dakotans hear somebody saying, you know,
maybe you want to think about walking rather than driving, they think you're crazy. They really do, and they're not ready to give that up in a rural state where you got to do a lot of driving. So I you know, that one's the only one where you kind of get into specifics. I would love to know your reaction to what you heard last night. If you were there, we have some on Facebook, but would welcome your calls, questions, and comments as well at 800-228-0550 on the program today. Quick run through of what we have planned for you. Senator Rich Wardner will be here next hour, the Senate Majority Leader, on the budget numbers on the legislative session. Republican from Dickinson. We'll also talk with General Al Dorman. General Dorman is the head of the North Dakota National Guard. He is a member of the governor's cabinet and also the head of emergency services. He did a great job last night in introducing all of the state office holders and participating in the events. But we'll talk with him a little bit about where we're at with the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Here's something that you're going to be hearing more and more about. That is ecological disaster. Those are the terms that Governor Burgum used yesterday to describe what is happening at the encampment site, given the fact that we're a month and a half away from typical flooding and what could happen with all of that waste and everything else. So it's a big problem. We'll talk with the general about it.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
TitanKnowledgeStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers on all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanKnowledgeStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit my not sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Jarlholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All these agencies and do that as quickly as we can, because history would say that by March 1 we're going to have an issue on our hands from spring flooding, and so it's important that we work right now to achieve that coordination.
As Governor Burgum, after describing the situation at the encampment as an ecological disaster that needs to be cleaned up, and he is of the belief, as I think anybody that's reasonable, that the federal government needs to assist in that effort. And General Al Dorman will join us to talk a little bit about the what-ifs and when and all of that. And, of course, there will be a security element to that because there's people still in that camp that will need to leave. So, and that needs to happen sooner rather than later because there is historically flooding around the March 1 time frame in that particular area. So it's a mess. It's a mess. I mean, there's burned out vehicles. There's human waste. There's it's just, I mean, again, if we are about protecting the water, which I believe everybody is about protecting the water, you can't possibly say, no, just let that stay there and let flooding happen and let that go into the river. And that's what would happen. So, pretty extraordinary. All right, back on What's On Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Love to hear from you. Anything on your mind today? If you were at last night's event, I'd love your impressions of that as well. And give me a word or two to describe last night. Love to know what you thought about it as you soaked it all in. I purposely, after I left Todd and Carrie, who were right behind me at the event, after just sort of wandered around and just kind of, what'd you think of that? You know, and collected a number of reactions to it, and it's fascinating to hear. So I'm curious to hear more as well. And it's all over the brain. Some people say, you know, one fellow came up, he's a liar. He's a what did you hear in that?
What last think? Night?
Yeah. You know, I mean,
what was that?
And I just like, you know, some people are so consumed with I don't know. So I just said, tell me what you think in that was a lie. No, and it went back to something that was said long ago, and then he did, you know, saying something different now, and what it's just like, wow. You know,
good luck, you know, coming up with a governor, any, you know, any political position where you put them up on a stage, they speak, and every single person in the audience is in agreement, and nobody can. You're always going to have somebody. 99% of people like a guy. That means 1% still don't.
Words, you know, are one thing, and a vision is one thing. I think all of the presentation last night was very good. Same with the State of the State. Obviously, how that translates into real change. In other words, reinventing government to me is the most invigorating part of this. I really think it's, I think it's great. I really do, because I think it's so needed here and everywhere else. And, you know, those are bold plans that Doug Burgum and Brent Sanford are laying out to reinvent government. You know, and some people say, can that happen? You know, how will it happen? My big question is, what's the gauge of success? So in other words, if 4 years from today, we say, okay, we started an effort to reinvent government, and now in 4 years we're there, what says we reinvented it? Is it, you know, 20% less in state spending while serving X percent more citizens? I don't know that, and I'd like to, you know, and the range, the reactions I heard last night were literally ranged from awestruck by the message, by the presentation, you know, by the words, to dismissive as, you know, nothing but platitudes. Here's a few I wrote down. Microsoft-ish. Now, see, I don't see that necessarily as a criticism. Now, it was a Microsoft-like presentation, an Apple-like presentation, a really, you know, glitzy kind of, we're rolling out something here message. What did that do? It gets your attention. You know, Todd and his wife and I are there. I sat next to Kathy Nesset from beautiful Tioga, North Dakota, chair of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education. She and I kept getting on our phones and taking pictures because of, you know, the words and the photos and the scenery behind. It was powerful. So the Microsoft-ish thing, first of all, I don't think Doug Burgum needs to apologize for having been one of the top 10 leaders at one of the most iconic companies in the world, and to have risen to that from Arthur, North Dakota. And I think that level of skill, where Bill Gates himself says, Doug Burgum's the one guy that helped me identify the soul of Microsoft. Holy buckets. No,
what are we supposed to do? Have hay bales and a tractor on stage and nothing else? Is that what we're supposed to have done? That was too glitzy?
I don't know. Here's another one. About time. I heard that a lot. About time. Which I think is good. That's a, you know, we're doing it differently now. We're going to reinvent government. We're not just, that was another good one. Urbanism, was another one. And I think that goes to the Main Street Initiative. Urbanism scares people, right? That's the, you know, the UN central planning, you know, you can build here, you can't build there, you know, you got, you know. So,
hey, we like wide open space in North Dakota. I get friends that ask me, how come you guys don't have skyscrapers? Because we don't have to build up. We can still build out. Places that have skyscrapers can't build out.
Here's some more of your reaction from our Facebook page. Joel says, I believe North Dakotans made the absolute correct choice this election. Now, if we can get set term limits in place, things will change for the better. Dan says, I was there and thought the event was great. We have leaders with a vision and a skill set that will be excellent for the state of North Dakota. Taylor says, Doug is the catalyst this state needs. His education remarks were spot on, and the vision he has for our state is clear and attainable. Great event. Clint says, a while back, I read that 30 to 40% of North Dakota's budget comes from federal grants. That money comes via very specific channels and has very specific strings attached. Not sure if this affords him the discretion he wants. Interesting. And by the way, we'll bring that up with Rich Wardner next hour when we chat with him. Tom says, North Dakota government will be run different with tempo and deliverables. And deliverables is an interesting term as well, kind of more of a corporate term. But, you know, here's what I'm offering you. You know, here's a set of deliverables I'm offering you. And that there's benchmarks there. There is a measure of success. So I don't think anybody's going to rest on platitudes. They recognize that things have to be done. Deliverables. So good point, Tom. Dan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Doug. Or excuse me, Scott. I was there at the event last night, but I'll tell you how crazy I am. I'm a guy that gets up at 4 in the morning to go to work, and I was there last night, and I thought the one word was professionalism from how he spoke and how he talked, and it's just a different way of going about things. It's that business leadership that we all talk about and want to see and advance new ideas.
It's a fair point. I think that's a good word. You know, there is a level of seriousness and your word professionalism to the stagecraft, which helps deliver the message. That's Reagan-esque. You know what I mean? And you know what?
Yes,
To me, Dan, you've told me everything I need to know about the fact that a guy that goes to work at 4 in the morning says, I'm going to the event center because I want to see this, I want to hear this, and that, folks like you doing that, being part of that, and a lot of them new to the political process, is a game changer for North Dakota politics. So I think that's great.
For sure, and I'm a political animal a little bit myself, but it just spoke to me as the leadership aspect of, yeah, you brought the big corporate leadership, but guess what? That's what government is now. It is big corporate leadership. We've been asking that for 30 years. Hey, we need a big, good business leader in there because government is now business-orientated.
Well, good points, Dan. All good points. Call again. Thanks, Sam and Mandan, when we come back, and our chat with General Al Dorman. Stay tuned. What's on Your Mind, live from the Capitol.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Everybody moved into the 70s and the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and that was a powerful force that surged for a long time. It's equally a powerful force is happening now, where people are want to move back to a walkable core where they have more interaction with more people. And with that, this is a very positive trend because we end up with healthier, more vibrant communities. And healthy is important because in our country, we spend about $4 trillion out of the $17 trillion economy on healthcare. And of that $4 trillion, almost $1 trillion of that, or one-fourth of the healthcare dollars we spend in this country, is spent on diseases that could be changed if all of us just walked more.
All right, so it's hard to argue when you hear stats like that against the idea of, hey, let's rethink this a little bit. Let's get curious about how we do what we do so we can have a healthy, vibrant community. Who among us says, well, I don't want a healthy community? The heck with that, right? I mean, so now, then you go over and say, well, you can't park at the door anymore. What are you talking about? Give me a, you know, so he's challenging us to think a little differently. And those were the specifics, if you will, almost on a plan that matched up with, you know, the other more visionary kind of charge the hill kind of conversation last night from Governor Burgum at the inaugural event. Free and open to the public, which was kind of neat, and a lot of great entertainment. Sam and Mandan wanted to give his 2 cents. You're up, Sam. What's on your mind?
Yes, just saying that I'm really excited about our new governor taking the wheel. But my other concern is President Bashani, NDSU's president, is interviewing next week for Ohio University. Thanks to our illustrious Board of Education, I guess I hope Burgum sends every one of them down the road without a
battle
tube. I'm really upset.
Well, I mean, look, if I'm a loyal NDSU fan, I'm probably saying, gosh, we're going to lose it. We have the potential to lose a good leader. I get that. But what I do bristle a little bit about, Sam, is that Dean Bresciani's challenges come back to Dean Bresciani. Okay? And now the Board of Higher Ed has had to deal with some of those. You know, it's sort of like, you know, a circular firing squad there. I mean, really, Dean Bresciani owns some of that, and I think he acknowledged some of that through this. So, you know, don't put it all on the Board of Higher Ed is what I'm getting at. I really don't think that's fair. I think there's enough there that needed, and quite honestly, a lot of that happens in higher ed all across the country. You have those differences. So I think we have a little bit of a difference of opinion on who owns that particular situation, but it will be interesting. That's obviously a pretty significant school in Ohio, and in a big job. I don't know. Could happen, but we'll see. That's big news this week as well. So appreciate you bringing it up. Anything else you want to say, Sam?
Yeah, it just appears to me like they're trying to sack him for he was actually thinking ahead. He'd made cuts prior to them ever requesting them. And our illustrious Mr. Scarpole from up north, who is neighbors to the former chairman of the Board of Higher Ed, they're neighbors, so they're out of the same cloth, and they both like the school way up north.
No. Are you talking about Kathy Nesset and Bob Scarpole?
Yes.
Yeah, when you say like the school, Kathy Nesset, it has the most impeccable integrity of any person I know in North Dakota, right? So she's not going to say, I like UND more than I like NDSU. That's not how Kathy Nesset operates. She is an extraordinary leader. We're lucky to have her because she has her hands full running an incredible business in Nesset Consulting Service out of Tioga, number one. Number two, I don't know that her and Bob Scarpole have probably spent more than 15 minutes together talking about higher ed policy. I really don't. So that's a boogeyman theory that is out there that doesn't exist. You know, so I we'll spend some time another day talking more about this, Sam. But I think some of that stuff is unfair. And again, Dean Brashani is a good leader. Dean Brashani runs a good president. If I'm an NDSU backer, alum, anything else, I love the fact that Dean Brashani's there. I want him on that wall. I get that. He's done a good job, but he has some faults. And he has some faults that don't play well in North Dakota. And thankfully, he recognized those, and I think they right-sized that ship at the right time. I think that was through good leadership from Kathy Nesset and other members of the Board of Higher Education. So, but you can't say it's, you know, poor Dean. He's the victim here. I don't think it's that. And even some of his most ardent backers in Fargo, I think, would agree with that. But we'll see what happens on that. Sam, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We are pleased to be joined now by the Adjutant General of the North Dakota National Guard, and also the head of our Emergency Management Division in North Dakota, General Al Dorman. General Dorman, nice to see you.
Yep. Glad to be here, Scott. Thanks.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. I have to first ask you about last night and your participation, along with many members of the North Dakota National Guard in the inaugural festivities. It was a really neat night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a neat night. Our folks always enjoy being part of that. It's great that we can showcase some of our talent, too. Our Army Band plays every year, and I know for some of the older folks attending the event, they would like to have the Army Band play all night long.
Yeah, no kidding.
They play some great music.
They really do. They're fantastic. They did a great job. And do you always MC it like that? Is that how does the Adjutant General normally introduce the various members to escort the state elected leaders out?
No, but normally the governor doesn't MC the event. So I normally escort the governor in. But when there was no need to escort them in, they had to find me another job. So that's what they did.
Well, you did a great job.
No, thanks.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I want to talk a little bit about where we find ourselves with the encampment down by Cannonball and the protest site that continues. Can you just give our listeners sort of that 30,000-foot view of the actual campsite? What's there? How many people? What kind of condition is the land in right now?
Well, it's a good guess on how many people are there. You hear a number around 500 thrown out by a lot of different folks. We take a look at it. We see how many cars are down there, how many structures are down there, and we just try to apply some simple math to say, you know, there might be about this many folks down there. Best guess now, there might be 500 folks down there, plus or minus 100. As you know, it's had the capacity to build up very quickly. But that's what's there right now, and I think most of them are probably in what you would call permanent or semi-permanent structures and yurts and other stick-built buildings that have gone up over the last couple of months.
You know, we're roughly 150 days into that being a campsite, if you will,
right,
in addition to the staging area for these protests. What has that done to that property?
Well, just looking at it from above, you see a road network that was pristine prairie before. You see dead grass everywhere. I'm sure this spring, when it dries out, it'll be a dust bowl. So there are real concerns there. And a lot of folks, I've heard Chairman Archambault talk about the impact all those people being there has had on this very pristine land. So that's a concern for all of us, is how do we get that land cleared so we can reclaim it, get it back to its natural state, which I think everyone involved wants to see that happen. Whether you're an environmentalist or you're just a North Dakotan that loves the prairie landscape, you want to see that land return to its original condition.
Governor Burgum used the term yesterday in discussing that site and the need to get it cleaned up as an ecological disaster. Is that the term the state believes is there now?
Well, I have real concerns. Checking this morning, I think we're at 53.1 inches of snow on January 2nd. That's the highest total in record, is my understanding. We've started doing some modeling of typical flood years down there, and that entire camp, depending on the melt, could be underwater by the first week in March. We don't know what's all down there. It's hard to speculate. You know, we have photos where you see kitchen waste being thrown into a pit. You see pits being dug around the camp. Don't know their porta potty situation right now. I don't know where all the human waste is going. There is no cover on the ground. So if those floodwaters come in, all that waste, whatever is there, if we do not get in there beforehand, all that waste is going into the Missouri River. The other thing I've come to learn is because of the soil down there, the sand, even stuff that's in there in a pit right now, whatever might be, that could be leaching into the soil and working its way to the Missouri River as we speak. So we have real concerns. The Corps of Engineer has concerns, and we really need to get that area cleared out and cleaned up prior to March.
The first step in that would obviously be a recognition on the part of all of these protesters and the different groups and activists and eco-terrorists and, even folks just meaning to do no one any harm but are protesting that they need to leave, right? I mean, that camp needs to be cleared out. Is that discussion ongoing now?
It is. Our two biggest concerns, and I've mentioned this before, but we need rule of law everywhere in the state and everywhere in the United States of America. Right now, that is an ungoverned territory. Everyone recognizes that. So the first step to this process is to make sure we have some form of governance and law enforcement in that area of North Dakota that right now does not have any. That's going to be required if 1806 is to be reopened. We've tested the bridge. We're awaiting those results. But if that road is closed every third day by protesters, and there is some history of that, then we can't reopen it. But again, in order to get that road open, to get back to some level of normalcy in Southern Morton County, there needs to be a rule on that camp, and for public safety and for environmental impacts, that camp needs to be clear sooner than later. Because by the end of February, those waters may be coming in.
So when you say rule of law, do you envision that being a federal rule?
Under the circumstances, I'd say yes. We've had a lot of discussions with Corps of Engineers. We've had discussions with BIA. There are jurisdictional issues down there. But this is clearly a case. And Governor Burgum has often talked about whole of government. And I think he's even talked to you a little bit about really bringing the whole of government in to solve this current situation. But that has to be expanded beyond the state of North Dakota. This is not just a North Dakota issue. It's a United States energy policy issue. They're on Coral land. They were basically allowed on there by acquiescence of the Corps of Engineers. So we all need to work together to get rule of law back in there, get those folks someplace safe because there is safety concerns coming up, and to make sure we can get that land cleared because everyone down there, or at least a lot of the folks down there, are very concerned about impacts to our environment. And if we don't get that area cleaned up, there will be significant impacts.
But again, not possible until you at least have a agreed upon rule of law, who's in charge, and some effort to ultimately enforce clearing the camp out, I assume, and then the cleanup, right?
Absolutely. And first steps, rule of law, orderly clearing of the camp. And then I've talked to the Corps of Engineers. They have a contract on standby at all times to do emergency cleanups. This particular area would qualify for that. As soon as the funding is found, they can mobilize the resources, get in there and clean it up. But that takes time. And again, the clock is ticking with a potential flood coming up.
All right, short break, back with more with our guest, General Al Dorman. We'll talk a little bit about what January 20th might mean and whether or not, you know, this has the potential to reignite, if you will, based on decisions of the Trump administration and what is in place for that, and also what Guard members remained participating in the effort as well. Coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Capital Bismarck, what's on your mind? Making America great starts with you. You've heard that phrase a lot lately, right? And a lot of people are excited about changes that have come nationally, statewide. But making America starts with you. Making America great starts with you. So you can do a couple of things. You can show your community and your country that you stand behind America by replacing that political yard sign you had out for a good portion of last year with the symbol of freedom. The American flag. Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com lets you remind your community Hey, we stand together as an undivided nation with our own flags flying. And all of Jim's flags and poles are American-made. So some folks, you know, might think, oh, I'll go buy one at the store. You're buying a cheap flag, a cheap flagpole made in another country. Go American-made and go with a flag and a flagpole designed for North Dakota. Show your support for America and purchase that very simple from Jim. American-made and proud of it. You can call them, by the way. It's 701-571-FLAG. Online at ndflagpoleguy.com. ndflagpoleguy.com. All right, back with more of our conversation with General Al Dorman, head of the North Dakota National Guard. How many North Dakota National Guard members are part of this effort still? I have talked to a friend who owns a business the other day, and he said, the protesters finally affected my business. And I said, well, how did that happen? He said, one of my best employees has just been called up to be part of the effort. And he said, well, I am always happy to let him go when he's serving the North Dakota National Guard. The fact that he has to do it to respond to these protesters really makes me mad. How many folks are doing that right now?
Well, we still have over 200 on state active duty. And from the beginning, we've tried to do everything we can from the Guard perspective to free up law enforcement to do, no kidding, law enforcement missions. But because of the need to move operations forward, we set up a forward operating base at Fort Rice some time ago. My guys are uniquely qualified and have experience in running those kind of remote operations and a great skill set to do it. So that's kept our numbers up there. But again, anything we can do to free up law enforcement officers to deal with protesters is our part of our way of helping out.
Couple of comments from listeners, and those are always welcome, by the way. 800-228-0550 if you want to call or text Todd at 701-226-8503. Texter says, regarding the comments earlier on the Corps' willingness to help get this situation taken care of, said the Army Corps of Engineers has concerns. Did he say that with a straight face? Another says, oh, now the Corps of Engineers is concerned. Where were they a month ago? Another texter says the Corps should take care of all of it. They're the ones who let them stay there. Shouldn't be a penny that comes out of North Dakota's pockets. What do you think of those comments?
Well, I got to tread very lightly as a uniform member getting into the politics of all this, but I've worked very closely with the district commander down in Omaha. He is absolutely committed to doing the right thing down there. But, of course, we got to work through all the issues with the easement and everything else. Hindsight's 2020. You know, back in September when we saw that first TP go up on that core land, if we could all got together and say this is a bad thing, we need to get them out of there, maybe this illegal encampment would have been taken care of. But we got to play the cards we're dealt. And right now, all I can say is we're working very closely with the Corps. I think the Corps is absolutely committed to cleaning up that land. But again, we got to get rule of law back in there. We got to get folks out of there before any flood water may come so we can get that work done.
How concerned are you that a new administration that may do differently, things differently than the Obama administration did, and I would argue playing politics with this whole thing rather than looking at it as the judge did, for instance, federally in this whole thing, that this entire thing could come roaring back?
Oh, I think that's a distinct possibility. It's something we plan for and think about, and again, the reason for this whole government approach from not only the state of North Dakota, but to make sure we're making those contacts with the Department of Justice, the Department of Interior, the Corps of Engineers, because policies could change on January 21st. And we got to be prepared for what that means for us, both as far as allowing a lawful activity like putting a pipeline in North Dakota. We also have to be prepared for if that means the competitors that want to do whatever is necessary to stop this come back to North Dakota. Again, we need to get rule of law across the state. And then once that occurs, at least they won't have a place, a sanctuary where they can plan their activities and conduct their operations.
How close do you think you are to having an agreement, having the funding in place, having Chairman Archambault and others all on one page to say, let's do it, let's clean it up, let's get that camp done and get ahead of this ecological disaster? I mean, is it a month away?
Well, I don't know, but I would say it has to be within a month. Again, it takes time to clean that area up, and I think everyone can agree. I would assume that every cabinet member and the president's administration can agree that we shouldn't put people's lives at risk in a floodplain. And I'm not talking about a floodplain where water is going to inch up. Historically, it could flood that area in 1 to 3 hours if there's an ice jam down there. I think we can all agree on that. That's a bad thing. Those people need to be out of there. I think we'd also agree that there's environmental impacts down there, and they got to be cleaned up before that water comes. And we should all be able to agree on that.
General, thanks for your leadership through this entire endeavor, and also thanks to all of the good men and women of the North Dakota National Guard. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. Take care. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, live from the State Capitol, Bismarck today. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high, and it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. 6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.